Hours will be cut back at 385 post offices across the state. Depending on how much traffic they get, some offices will only be open for 2 hours a day. Last year, the Postal Service announced plans to close up to 3,700 small rural post offices in order to save around $200 million, but Postal Service spokesman Pete Nowacki says there was pushback from the public and Capitol Hill.
We certainly heard from both sides. We heard from the senators and we heard from our customers, and of course the senators were hearing from our customers as well.
The new plan is to reduce hours at 13,000 locations across the country. It's expected to save $500 million. For smaller post offices in Wisconsin, Nowacki says full-time positions will be shifted to part-time.
In those offices, I don't think there will be a standing postmaster as we know it today. Instead, it would be another employee who might be the actual administration of the office might be out of another post office.
The Postal Service says without any changes, it expects annual losses to surpass $18 billion by 2015. Nowacki says online banking and transactions are forcing the changes. One example, he says, is that 77% of all federal tax returns were filed online last year.
That's about 100 million. That's about 100 million tax returns. That's 100 million stamps that aren't being bought. That's how many million visits to post offices that aren't being made because people don't need to be posting their taxes anymore.
Nowacki says hours won't be reduced before Labor Day. The changes will be implemented over 2 years. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.